Welcome to ITB Berlin Travel Hero Podcast. Today we have 300 seconds with Joachim Marschall, Head of Uber for Business in DACH region. Welcome, Joachim.
Hi, Dirk.
Joachim, this year's ITB Berlin convention, you'll be speaking about the end of effort. Would you like to let us know what this entails?
100%. Dirk, thank you very much for having us. I'm super pleased to be in the podcast. Being part of ITB, that sits very close to my heart. The end of effort, that's a really good slogan. I think, you know, when we talk to travel managers, finance teams, employees, and most certainly when I have all these conversations, there's really one thing that I hear more often. It's the friction that travel can eventually cause when people are on the road, when they're going from place to place in the business trip. And it's always like, you know, is it in my policy to do this or that? So that there's a lot of confusion when people travel. And I think that's kind of natural. And it sounds very small, but I think those frictions, especially, you know, when you manage a journey, when you have late night travels, et cetera, PP, they kind of give you this exhausting piece. And what we mean is it's not just a slogan for us. So it's really on how we can use technology to make things easier, to support people when they're on the road. And yeah, and having these questions disappear, is it actually in my policy? And so, yeah, for us, it's not only a slogan, it's actually something that we live from a day-to-day basis. And we are super happy to give a little bit of more food for thought around that topic.
Cool. Yeah. Corporate travel has been around for decades, not only at ITB. So what's actually changing right now?
Yeah. I mean, when we look back and when I started my tourism, I studied tourism. I'm a trained travel agent. It was truly about the big blocks. You know, you always have like the flights, the hotels, and this is not different in the B2B travel. You have the big blocks, you know where to go, what to book, but it really breaks when it comes to the ground, when people are traveling on the last or the first mile. And if you look at the data, it's really also about how you track this, actually, how you make a ground transportation visible, make it eventually also like in the policy. And it often creates a lot of unknown information. It's a dark spend, or let's say like an unknown spend, let's put it this way. And I think this is really changing now. So companies look at mobility as a whole ecosystem, end-to-end travel. What can they do in really to provide an ease of use and travel and just to create a smoother experience? So I think this is changing. It's not only the big blocks. It's more coming back to, hey, what actually means putting people on the road from end to end?
Can you elaborate this a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Look, when I travel and I have long days, it's really about like, I don't want to be bothered by the process of paperwork and about like what can I do and what not. So what we are trying to do and where I think companies are getting better in is finding a centralized approach, really making everything connected in one centralized approach. So there's less friction shifting from different service providers to another service provider. And by the end, providing a better oversight. For the traveler, it means comfort and control. And the same applies to the compliance piece. So modern policy works is more like an invisible guardrail, right? You know, it's kind of there, but you don't need to think about it all the time. And by taking this piece and creating this guardrails, it really creates a better experience. And also this is especially when we come to the rides piece. So for example, when I'm on the road and I need to collect all these written receipts, all this paperwork, it kind of adds pressure and obviously also takes a lot of time for me. And if I know everything is embedded in one app that I can easily use at the fingertip, compliance is there, I know it's digital, it kind of just reduces the stress when I'm traveling.
Ease of use already? We hear a lot about that phrase. So what is it precisely?
I think it's totally underrated, to be fair. I think ease of use, especially in travel, means a lot of things, but it means like understanding your end consumers better, your users, and providing services to them for their needs. So great example is that we see in the workforce is getting younger and younger. So we have a lot of Gen Zs now entering into the work environment. They are much more open for on-demand services. They kind of expect this intuitive technology. So when we speak about ease of use, it's actually providing exactly that. Something you eventually know from the world, our app, for example, the Uber app, very well known. You know where to go to. You know what to do on this app, basically. And at the end, if this is connected with a business account, it really has this end-to-end solution. You know, it's something you know already. You're super well known to use it. It's an ease of use for yourself. And by the way, it actually creates value for the company as well.
Sure. Joachim, you're one of our guests at our ITB Berlin convention. You have one speech at the travel track taking place on March 5 at the travel station. I had the chance to go into your presentation already a bit. So you mentioned a word called vitality, which is a usual word, but it's not so usually connected to mobility. Can you explain that, what you mean with vitality?
Yeah, so vitality is an interesting thought, and I think something we picked up with the many conversations that we had with our stakeholders, companies and employees alike. And it comes a little bit back to my initial statement. Business travel can be quite exhausting. So, you know, you have late night trips, red-eyed flies. It really can be exhausting to some extent. And if we reduce the friction around that, if we get people very easily from A to B or from the airport to the hotel or from the hotel to your business convention or your office or wherever you need to go in terms of business, and really, you know, having a service that is at the fingertip, there's no stress in a foreign city in order to understand whether this is a service I would be able to use or it's in my policy or not. And by reducing everything on that and just providing a service that is well known in the personal world, it creates a lot of space and time. And at the end, it protects the energy of the individual. And I think energy is performance. I can only speak for myself. If I'm late business trip and I can get easily to my hotel without a lot of friction, I can rest. I'm much more energized on the next day. And I think this is a little bit of what companies are realizing, you know, the comfort, the safety, the reliability, it creates satisfaction. And it's not just logistics. It's really about like how people feel when they're on the road.
Yeah, more to be explained on the travel tech track and at the travel stage on March 5 up from 3:20 p.m. in Hall 61. In a nutshell, why should people join your session, Joachim?
I think mobility is not a side topic any longer. It really sits at the intersection of high performance, compliance, sustainability, and overall experience. So I think it's like a 360 approach that we are taking. In our session, we go a little bit deeper into that. You know, like how companies actually can move from a reactive travel management to a more data-driven mobility ecosystem. So yeah, if corporates are curious to learn more about that and obviously learn a little bit about Uber and Uber for Business as well, feel free to join us. And we are there also with our own booth. So yeah, come by. We are super happy to have the conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Joachim, and see you soon live on stage at ITB Berlin Convention. Can't wait. So thank you for this.
Thank you very much.